"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More and more. We're on from 1 to 4. That's our live show now on KFI. If you miss any of it live, you can certainly pick it up on the podcast. And that is easy to get through the iHeartRadio app or the website, KFIAM640.com. In 15 minutes, we have another key word to reveal. It's the KFI Cash Refill Contest. That's your shot at $1,000. Stand by for that.
We are now going to go to Alex Stone, who's going to tell us how it rained and flooded and things collapsed.
I heard today that
rained last night.
What's that?
I said, did you know it rained last night?
Yeah, I heard it on my roof.
This was the most rain SoCal got in 15 years is what I heard.
It was
morning.
A lot. About 6 o'clock, I tried to run into Vaughn's, and that was a dumb thing on my way home. And it looked like, you know, you're that guy out there with the umbrella going backwards and everybody standing in the entrance to Vaughn's in Santa Clarita, not wanting to run out in the rain because it was like a fire hose coming down. But what we got, I mean, nothing compared to Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo County and some other areas. And I do have some good news that we just got from the sheriff in Santa Barbara County that bad news, 101 is still shut down, as is 154. Those are going to be shut down for a while as they're cleaning up and they got a lot that they've got to do. But when it comes to Montecito, when we were talking yesterday and they were evacuating and telling everybody to get out of Montecito, now that things have calmed down and Santa Barbara County is looking a lot better even than it was a couple hours ago, Bill Brown just announced this, the sheriff, a moment ago.
And I am pleased to be able to announce officially that effective immediately, the lifting of the evacuation orders for the Montecito community, the cave fire burn scar, and the shelter-in-place order for the Alisal burn scar.
So they're allowed to go back in. Santa Barbara County got 16 inches of rain in the past 48 hours.
16? I
mean, yeah, 16.
16?
Yeah, 1-6 in, is their official number. And, I mean, just incredible amounts came down. And then roads, we've seen it in other areas, but became rivers. They were washing cars down what became the river that was the road. And that's why 101 is shut down. 154 going to be for a while. The sheriff's saying they got a lot of work they've got to do.
I-beams have come out of the ground, and there's a significant amount of rock that's up there that is going to require
a contractor to come in with heavy equipment to remove it.
And it's not over yet. You look at the radar. There's a series of storms marching from Southeast Asia to California and Northern California. They're going to get a break tonight, and then they're going to get slammed again tomorrow. 10 inches north of the Bay Area. We're going to see it in Southern California this weekend when we're back at it. In Ventura County, around Fillmore, they've got neighborhoods that were overtaken by floodwaters, and folks saying they can't believe that they didn't think in Fillmore that they would ever have floods coming up to their doorsteps. Mammoth got 52 inches of snow out of this storm. 52 inches. Wow. The Maine Lodge, they've got 310 inches that they've gotten. Right.
Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
You are banned for the next year. No drought reports.
I ever do one, you just say,
shut
up.
It's still not enough, John.
I don't care who's saying what. There are no drought reports.
I know. The village in Mammoth is completely buried right now, you know, where they've got the Gomez's, the Mexican restaurant there, and a brewery and distillery, and that's all buried. The one area where still a lot of efforts are underway, yesterday in San Luis Obispo County, there were waters that were raging there in a non-evacuation area. Mom went over a road that was being overtaken by floodwaters. She had her 5-year-old son in her pickup truck. They were overtaken. The water made it, they couldn't move. Bystanders got the mom out. The boy, they couldn't get to him. He got carried away by the waters. Search teams, they moved in. Too dangerous. They had to call that off yesterday. They're back at it right now in San Luis Obispo County, their search and rescue team and firefighters. The only thing they have found of the boy is one of his shoes. Kyle Doan is his name, and his parents said they're holding out hope that he's alive. They put out pictures of him today of better times, smiling at the camera. His school district putting out a statement that that they're being careful of what they say because the family is on the belief that he could still be alive somewhere. Search and rescue teams, though, they believe he likely went into the river and then was washed away from there. So they've got a big effort going on in San Luis Obispo County to find 5-year-old Kyle Doan, but the family says that she didn't know it was that deep. They drove into it, and then they were overtaken.
All right, Alex, thank you very much for that report. We appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, with the up and down the state of California picture from the heavy rains. Yesterday, John, you might recall, we did an El Segundo Times special, which brought together climate change, flooding, and the homeless.
Yes.
And where were those people? They were on an island up off the Sacramento River in the Sacramento area.
Yes, two idiot LA Times columnists. One of them climbed on a styrofoam raft with a homeless person to get a ride to the island.
Well, they were in the wrong place. Here's the story from Fox 11 reporter Travis Rice. We take you to the Ventura River, where apparently homeless people on their own little island had to be rescued. Let's listen.
When it rains in Ventura County, at least in this part of it, all the water comes to the Ventura River. And unfortunately, when that does, sometimes there are in extreme amounts of water like this, as you're seeing here. Now, I was talking to a firefighter earlier. He tells me earlier today you could walk across the Ventura River. There was three separate creeks as of this afternoon. Of course, as you're seeing right now, 10 to 12 feet of water. It is right up to the bridge. The bridge is 14 feet tall. So we're told that they are closing the bridge for the time being. As for earlier today, 18 swift water rescues in the Ventura River section near the 101. 7 people were rescued by chopper. Another 7 people had to be pulled out with a ladder. And then another 4 were escorted by firefighters. Only one person was treated for severe injuries. It's our understanding now that we're obviously under a flash flood warning here in Ventura. We're told that the other side of the Ventura River here, there's a farm. Most of that is apparently flooded. There's also another RV park where they're experiencing flooding as well. We're going to try to make our way over there for later. But again, it's never a good sign when you see the Ventura County Rescue Chopper straddling or strafing the river here with the lights on, searching for people, because I talked to the fire captain a few moments ago. He says that the 18 was the figure that they tossed out, but it might be more than that just because they've been so busy this afternoon rescuing people.
All right, that's from Fox 11. So it doesn't actually say in the story, and he didn't say either, that they were homeless people, but what were they doing trapped on an island and got swept away in the Ventura
homeless.
River?
Of course they're homeless people.
I know, but he doesn't say that. The story I'm reading doesn't say that.
See,
people could have been just out for a walk.
No, but that's on purpose. That's what they're doing now. They're no longer identifying them as homeless. They're just like everybody else.
Because this is their residence. That's right. It's just like what you said about what Mike Bonin's office said. How would you like it if people told you to move out of your house?
So it's just 18 people, and they were chased from their homes. They had to be rescued because of the
water.
Their
homes could be tents or RVs.
Right.
On an island in a river.
Right. And so the woke heads, what channel was that?
Fox 11.
All right. Well, there's some woke head there who will not acknowledge that these were homeless people. I don't know why. That's probably that. This is why you should not be homeless. This is why you should get up in the morning and get a job and earn money, and then you don't have to be rescued off an island in the middle of a river during a rainstorm. This is Darwinism here.
Yeah, I'm starting to look at the story here, and sure enough, I think I see the tarps. Yeah, here's Travis Rice with the actual video of the story, and I think I saw like a tent or a tarp involved in part of the effort to...
Nobody lives on an island in the middle of a river?
Oh, yeah, you should see this video. It's just this raging water down the Ventura River, and I guess there was this little portion of land in the middle that people decided to set up tents. And you know that you talk about an isolated place, right? Oh yeah, here we go. Yeah, there's the picture of somebody's tent. They're helping them up.
That's right. Their home.
Rescue guys are there.
You know,
that's their home. Yes.
Then why are we building them another?
Their home gets flooded just like anybody off of the Mississippi River would. Their actual house.
If that's their home and we have to respect it, why do we have to build them another one?
That's right. That's what we said about the people that got flooded out of the Mississippi River. Then don't build your house there.
By the way, are Harry...
Then don't pitch your tent there.
Are Harry and Meghan okay?
Oh, I don't know.
How about Oprah?
You mean up in Montecito? Well, we heard that Montecito, it's not too bad, so I guess so.
Yeah, Oprah okay?
And Oprah and Ellen.
I mean, Oprah coming down in a mudslide, that...
It could be dangerous.
You'd want to get out of the way. And Ellen, is she okay?
I think so. As I said, she made that video.
She didn't look okay on the
frantic
video.
Rushing water behind her. The flood waters.
You kind of got a sense of what was going on behind the scenes at that show. Well,
I think she manages to find higher ground, right? All right, so we got more coming up. Next will be the keyword. Oh. That's right. It's the word you need to possibly win some cash.
I think I'm going to enter the social media world. Next rainstorm, I'm going to run into my backyard and start screaming on video and then post it. And telling people it's raining.
You should have done a whole thing with that tree.
Oh, I know.
It fell in your backyard. You could have made quite a story out of that.
I know.
You could have reenacted it. Mm-hmm. And of course, that part where you said it fell just before I got there or whatever you said.
Part of a second one fell after I got there and I had to run.
Right.
I had to run and escape.
Think of the likes you'll get.
I know.
The sympathy.
I know. I just don't think that way. Something wrong with me.
All right. Chance for money coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. Oh, we have another story involving the accused Idaho college student murderer, Brian Koberger. It's a New York Post exclusive. A woman who says she went on a Tinder date with him 7 years ago. Well, that's somebody you want to remember, isn't it?
You know, this is... My first and last argument about dating apps. Brian Koberger could show up at your house. That's all. That's the end of the app, I think, for most women. Should be.
She matched with him. So?
What does that say?
Asked her to go out to the movies. And she was a psychology student at Penn State at the time. He was also studying psychology at another school, so I guess that was a bonding point for them.
What a brilliant computer algorithm, huh?
We talked for a couple of hours, then he said he wanted to go to the movies, so we went. And we only went out once, because when we came back to my dorm, it seemed like I wanted to just get away, but he was insistent, and he invited himself inside, and then he got handsy. Apparently.
Stop at the door there. At the door, he says...
Yeah, you got to be firm. You're not coming in here.
Yeah, when he says, I want to come in, it's like, no. And then you slam the door and you call the police. That's what you do. Because the guy's a serial killer.
She referred to him as a stage 5 clinger. Because I thought he just wanted to spend more time with somebody. But then he kept trying to touch me.
No.
Not like inappropriately, but he tried to tickle me.
Ew.
And rub my shoulders and stuff. And I kept saying, why are you touching me? And he got super serious and denied touching her.
And she wouldn't throw him out of the house.
No. He's like, I'm not. And I'm like, yeah, you are, though. And he's like, I'm not touching you. Kind of trying to gaslight me into thinking he didn't touch me, which is weird. She excused herself to go use the shared dorm bathroom. He followed her there. He didn't go in with me, but he kind of stood outside the door.
Ew.
So he's a stalker, as you can see.
911. You call 911 and you tell him, I'm calling 911. Get out of here.
So she pretended to throw up. It wasn't because I was scared of him or thought he would hurt me. It was just that he wouldn't leave.
Yeah.
And I'm socially awkward and I didn't know how to ask him to leave.
What do you mean I'm socially awkward? Well, you know what? Is this somebody who grew up online and spent all her relationships were texts and social media?
Maybe, yeah.
See? Yeah, we've read stories on that, right? That increasingly they're finding that the generation of men and women that grew up entirely online have no skills. So now you're 20 years old and you're at college and I'm socially awkward because you haven't interacted with human beings for the last 10 years.
So he messaged her on Tinder to say that he was leaving, and then apparently he sent her a text saying, you have good birthing hips. Mm. Wow. She said she never talked to him again.
Is that the creepiest thing?
You have good birthing hips. Yeah. Well, he was really noticing your form, wasn't he? Plus, he may have touched her there. But he said, actually, he was not even the creepiest or scariest Tinder date I've ever had.
Then why would you be on it? She's had other creepy, scary guys.
I'm sure now people find the love of their life, don't they?
She hit the jackpot with the mass killer. Hey, you know what? I've had so many creepy guys, so many scary guys. Now I want a real mass killer. I want Brian Koberger. That's what I want. I want him admiring my birthing hips. What the hell's wrong with people?
We also found out that the FBI surveillance team was watching Koberger for days before his arrest, and they saw him take out the trash at his parents' house wearing surgical gloves at 4 a.m., but he dumped it in a neighbor's bin. See, he was thinking that maybe somebody might be interested in his DNA, but they saw him do that, so they fished it out.
You know what was stupid? He did a lot of stupid things, and one of them, he didn't understand that he may have been throwing his garbage out, but his dad was throwing his garbage in the family
DNA,
bin.
Right,
and eventually the investigators got dad's garbage and made the DNA connection that way.
Yeah, they found DNA on the knife sheath at the murder scene, and they compared it to his father's DNA. It was a 99.9998% match.
Yeah. What a bozo. By the way, this silly woman who didn't have the guts to tell Brian Koberger to get out of the apartment, she actually put this whole story on TikTok.
It was a dorm room, by the way, so there would have been other people, I guess.
You know how many weirdos she's going to attract now? Telling her Koberger story online?
Yeah.
Wow, this is a weird species of people.
And people are still wondering about Dylan Mortensen. Dylan Mortensen was one of the other roommates who was unharmed, but apparently came face-to-face with Koberger in the hallway, and then was part of the two roommates and their friends who didn't call cops for 6 hours.
Was she another one who's socially awkward?
So they're thinking because she's young, she probably just froze. She didn't really have an idea what to do.
For 8 hours?
Didn't know that this was murder.
You freeze for 8 hours?
When you were
20, if you saw
a creepy guy pass you in the hallway at 4 a.m.?
That guy had just murdered people.
She must have thought it was somebody's date and he was leaving after sex.
He must have had blood all over him.
Yeah, you would think so, but it's so dark. Maybe she couldn't see clearly anything like that.
How stupid can you be?
Well, they're blaming it on the fact that she's only like 20 years old.
Boy.
Just not mature enough to figure out.
I think we were a lot smarter at 20, right? Okay. That's not an excuse. 20's not that young.
All right. We got more coming up. It's John and Ken.
Maybe if you're 6. It's ridiculous.
Briefly, from the world of politics, the woke load is what I call her. Congresswoman Katie Porter has already announced she wants Feinstein's Senate seat. Feinstein, last we heard, not in good shape. 89 years old, and reports are not really aware of everything that's going on around her. Her current term ends in early 2025. She has not officially said she's not running, But that doesn't bother this load from Orange County, Katie Porter, who barely won re-election to Congress in November. And, of course, at the time said, a rising star known for her deep probing questions and the use of a whiteboard to distill complex concepts. It's just another woke load.
Yeah.
That's all she is.
And she was accused a few weeks ago. There was a story in the New York Post.
Yeah.
Of retaliating against one of her staffers.
Oh, who gave her COVID?
Who gave her COVID.
I saw that story.
And then she fired the woman.
Is that the true story or is that?
I don't know.
Someone says the woman's not fired. She's like on leave or something. I don't know.
You were supposed to take a COVID test as soon as you felt even slightly unwell. And she didn't and gave Katie Porter the COVID.
The COVID.
The COVID.
The last time we talked about her, too, she's still living in a house at the University of UC Irvine, right? That she got because she was a professor there. She's a lawyer, actually, this woman. But she was still living in the house, even though, you know, because that's paid for by UC Irvine, and that's part of the UC system. But she's not a professor there anymore. She's a congresswoman.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
That's another mark against this load.
Well, which... Right, she's running a
racket.
She
just looks like a load to me with her big fat face and weird hair.
Oh, yeah. I know. And she's like super ultra progressive and really cool, so everybody's on board with her. But she's obviously very mean to her staff.
You know what's weird, though? Looking at her picture in the El Segundo Times this afternoon, and she's got like the necklace on, she looks like a young Feinstein.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The same kind of old-fashioned hairdo.
Yeah.
Remember Feinstein with the pearls?
Right.
We always enjoyed that.
Throwback.
Yeah, but I think this woman is more far out there than Feinstein ever was.
Oh, she is. She is, which is why she'll get elected.
Yeah, it's the way it goes. I like that, though. Didn't even push her corpse. Just pushed her corpse out of the way, Feinstein. Oh, I hope to speak with her, she says. I've been trying to reach out to her.
Hey, those Senate seats don't open up very often. I mean, the last two senators lasted, since 92 in their jobs.
That's true.
Yeah,
those are good 30, 40-year jobs.
You gotta jump.
Now we have this woke story that we talked about last week, or maybe it was the week before, at a Stanford University where they have, we're not kidding you, this is what it's called, the Elimination of Harmful Language Initiative.
Oh, yes.
A partnership with people of color in technology and the Stanford CIO Council. They issued recently a language guide. It was on their website, and the response was unbelievable because... among the words they wanted you to discourage you from using was American.
That was using the word American is some act of white supremacy.
This is now offensive. Hispanic and cakewalk were other words that should be strongly discouraged.
Remember we went through the list and it was all kinds of ordinary words that they either found some ancient offense.
Yes.
That it may have committed or something they just made up. A lot of the stuff was made up.
They were trying to eliminate racist terminology and technology, but then they broadened it to harmful language.
Got
it. It was a 13-page guide.
You know,
discouraging the use of what they described as ableist. I like that one. That's a newer one, ableist.
This
ageist, colonialist, and culturally appropriative language.
Aren't you sick of this? This isn't another one. My only response is a really loud F you. I don't want to hear their reasoning.
The words discouraged was homeless person.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course.
All right,
that's
sure.
Supposed to be unhoused.
Yeah. Yeah. And the only reason this stuff gets any traction at all is because the stupid woke fools in the news media will perpetuate this and amplify it. There are no normal people who worry about this. Let alone change their language. Nobody's interested in this except to laugh. You want to get a few laughs, bring a story like this up, and everybody gets a good joke out of it. I mean, it's...
Now, what was the problem with American? Because it's
America.
Right. But
yeah, because they hate...
Because we're North Americans and we're not really Americans.
There's
other parts of America.
Yeah, because...
Central America,
Central
South America?
Central South America. You know what's funny? America was named after Amerigo Vespucci, the Italian explorer.
Okay.
I noticed this when they insisted that you couldn't call Indians Indians anymore. You had to call them Native Americans. And it's like, well, why would you call them Native Americans when the word American comes from an Italian invader?
Yeah, do we know what they called themselves?
I think they had a name for their own tribe.
Tribes, I know, their own people.
Right.
Right.
Like
they were not a unified mass.
Like whatever, right? In their
whatever
language.
Whatever section of the country they lived in.
Like the Chumash tribe.
Right.
Was Chumash an English translation of something else, or was that the actual sound that the natives made? I mean, who knows?
So the update is it's been removed from the website because of all the blowback over the language guide. It was a multi-phase, multi-year project to address harmful language, particularly in information technology use.
A multi-year project.
But it was supposed to be only at the university. It wasn't supposed to go national.
But think about this. Think about these people worked on this for several years. This is what they did with their college educations. This is what they did with their days. Do you know how many drafts, how many debates
meetings,
and everybody's kicking around whether, you know, the four.
Everybody's masked up virtually talking to each other about these harmful words.
They're sitting on Zoom.
What about the word brave? I don't think the word brave should be used.
They're
Let's put that on the list.
On Zoom meetings wearing their masks, sitting alone in the room. They're all virtue signaling each other with the masks. And then they've decided that every word in the English language is inappropriate.
So Stanford put out a statement that this was never the university's guide. It was not our policy. It does not represent our mandates or requirements.
How many donors do you think called up
and said, "You're embarrassing us"?
This is you've made Stanford into a laughing stock. Could you just resign now?
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. This is just my quick reminder to you to get that Mega Millions lottery ticket. It's $1.1 billion on the line tonight.
I'm right on it.
Yeah, if you have to be in it to win it. Keep that in mind.
That's a good
turn
one.
Turn around, don't drown. That too. Good advice this week.
That's two catchy phrases you made up this week.
Well, I didn't exactly make them up, but.
Oh, I'd never heard them before.
Oh, good. Then you're my audience. So I look like a genius. So that scam known as the lottery, the way they rigged it so that these jackpots grow to $1 billion. We just had this happen.
Attention,
Powerball, not too long ago.
Attention,
right?
Poor people. Turn your money over to the government immediately. Buy a lottery ticket. Attention, poor people.
You turn on the news tonight, they'll be there at Bluebird Liquor, as usual.
I know.
The place where people go to blow their money on lottery tickets. From another completely different end of this, we're now learning just how much certain well-known, sports celebrities have lost with the collapse of FTX. We haven't talked about FTX in a while. FTX is the cryptocurrency exchange company that's in bankruptcy. Apparently, a year ago, it was worth $32 billion, the company.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Bankman-Fried was one of the world's richest people. He's now facing trial on fraud charges coming up in October. And around this time last year, FTX trading raised $400 million. And I remember what was around this time last year. The Super Bowl. There was a lot of ads. Remember all those crypto ads that came up on the Super Bowl? And
yeah.
With all the celebrities, Larry David.
And Tom Brady and Giselle Bundchen.
Giselle Bundchen. Here's what we now know. Tom Brady, who of course was a big FTX booster, owns more than 1.1 million common shares of FTX.
Worth zero.
Probably so.
Mm.
His ex-wife, Giselle, more than 680,000 shares. I think they did an ad together. I think we played it on the air.
Yeah, 1 million times zero is zero.
So the marriage ended, and now the big FTX investments blowing up.
Yeah, but he's in the playoffs, and that's all he cares about.
Yeah, that won't last long. KPC Venture Capital, an entity linked to the Kraft Group because the Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, also had some holdings. More than 110,000 Series B preferred shares in FTX trading. The firm also owns 479,000 Class A common shares and 43,000 Series A preferred shares in another unit.
Now, all these people have plenty of money, so it doesn't really matter. But did any of them ask this Sam Bankman-Fried character, Exactly what is this? Like, you created a coin out of thin air. You created a coin out of nothing. And now I have a million shares in this company that buys and sells coins that you just said, oh, they exist now.
Well, they're digital because that's the future, John. Everything will be digital.
But it's not backed by anything, right?
You'll be digital. Is that kind of how it works? That people actually turned over real cash monies to FTX, which would hold it as an exchange for their crypto investment? Is that what this was?
You could use it to buy and sell all kinds of crypto coins. You could give them money and they'll buy the crypto.
I thought you had to solve math problems to get crypto.
That's to mine crypto.
Oh, to mine it.
But
okay.
Once the crypto exists, to mine crypto. Once it exists.
All I know is it uses a lot of electricity to mine crypto.
Right.
Yeah. I like that one too.
Wait, they solve math problems by using.
There's a power outage due to crypto mining.
But using a country's worth of electricity. And then they have this imaginary Bitcoin. And then they can sell it to somebody. And it's just, electrons in a computer? It's like, look, I now have a Bitcoin. How much did you pay for it? Oh, I paid $60,000. Oh, good work. Can I see it? No, you can't see it. Well, where is it? It's somewhere out there. I mean, of all the insane things that have been going on the last few years, that's one of the insanest.
It says here. A billionaire by the name of Paul Tudor Jones held some big interest in the company.
Yeah.
The Ontario Teachers Pension Plan. Yeah. Is that Ontario, Canada or Ontario, California?
Yeah, no, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, that was not a good decision to put the teachers' pension money in crypto.
Can I invest millions of our teachers' pensions in your imaginary coin, your fake money? Can I? Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Give me.
Stockholders of bankrupt companies rarely recover any of their money because U.S. law requires creditors be repaid in order of priority.
Because the
stockholders
thing,
are last in line.
Because the thing they bought never existed.
But it sounded good and it sounded hip and futuristic. Don't you believe that?
But it didn't actually exist. And then they were buying and selling it to each other to drive up the price.
Don't they say that about all the greatest inventions? It seems like this will never work. No?
Sometimes you're right.
But you're talking about something that's real.
Yeah, right. Edison invented a light bulb. At least, the light bulb went on. You could see that.
What about NFTs? They've taken off and they're not anything
No,
real, are they?
They're 99% down.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. No, that was another failure.
You follow this stuff closely, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I was fascinated by just the fakery of it all.
NFTs.
All right. Well, looks like they emptied the prison. Conway and Mark Thompson just walked in.
They emptied the prison. It does look like it, huh?
Not far from
it. Right? Tonight we're going 3 hours just talking about the rain.
Oh, that's going to be fascinating.
That's very exciting. Curious, it's over, too.
Well,
it's over for a few days.
At least you have a professional.
Oh, here we go. The next big storm. Oh, my God.
I told you what, when I used to do the weather channel 11, this is a typical exchange with the producer. I go, what do you need from me tonight? How much time? And he goes, I need about a minute or so off the top. Let's get out there. Scare the hell out of him. So we'll take
come
care
on
of
and you say, you're going to drown.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you dance if the rain was heavy?
No. When the weather got bad or Santa Ana's, I would not dance. And then we would get emails going, I only tune in to see the guy dancing.
Right. But was there a discussion to see?
This is a hell of a career you had.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Was there a discussion in the studio to saying, we're close to not dancing tonight?
Oh, no. There ought to be. Some sort of board of review on the dancing?
That's right.
There was not.
All right. Mudslides are all over the place. And we'll have the latest on that.
Sinkholes, don't forget those.
Yeah, the stage.
Nasty.
Do you guys know if Oprah's okay? I was up all night.
Montecito, that's right. She had to evacuate.
You know, Ellen put out a video yesterday.
Yeah, looked like a crazy person.
On Montecito.
Yeah.
And I was shocked that she didn't know the number of people that died. I mean, if 23 people died on your street, your neighborhood, you would know that number forever.
I probably would remember that number. Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The one from 5 years ago, yes.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Right.
And
right.
Ken, same way. If you had 23 people in your neighborhood die, you would know that number forever. Mm. Look, I live in Burbank. I live nowhere near Montecito, and I know that number.
Look at that.
You know? So I think it's odd. It's just
you're on top of things.
And then Prince Harry's spare jumps to number one on the bestseller list. How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
Isn't that wild?
It's end of days.
And what time is Jay Leno coming on?
Jay's on at 5:30. But can you imagine?
Mark, you got bumped last Tuesday for Jay Leno.
That's right. Oh, wow.
But can you imagine going to Barnes & Noble? Does that still exist, Barnes & Noble?
Yeah, I think it does, actually. Yes. Yeah.
With that book under your arm going to the register?
The Harry
Potter. If you're a guy?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Apparently a lot of people
are. Okay, that's great. Stand outside of Barnes & Noble. Count how many men are walking out with that book.
It's zero. Zero. And then the Golden Globes.
No,
postponed
who cares?
To rain.
Postponed.
No,
not happening?
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
It's indoors, isn't it?
I don't know. It's nobody cares.
He's just
yeah, can't tune
now.
Into this show for information. Yeah,
exactly.
NBC.
Some things never change.
NBC signed a 1-year deal. They don't sign a 1-year deal with anybody.
A 1-year deal.
They want to see how it goes.
Yeah. You know? Oh, I see.
Yeah. Well, they weren't diverse enough. Isn't that the problem? The
That's right. Games? That's right.
Do you see the writer's room though? It's like it's like a photo of diversity.
They changed.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it'll be very funny.
Yeah. Well, it's usually the loosest, right? Because they're serving drinks and people are a little bit looser. But I don't know. We'll see.
But will who was it that gave those awards back? Tom Cruise. He gave all his Golden Globes back.
He gave them back.
Yeah. Now, how about that? Do you have your assistant do that, or do you march into the office yourself with him?
Throw it at him.
Wow, that's in the virtue signaling Hall of Fame.
Yeah. It is pretty good.
Ding dong.
Conway Thompson. All right. Hedge to higher ground. Michael Crozier is
Get
the
out
news.
Of here.
Turn around, don't drown. All right. And it's KFI, KOSD, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.